It's a good song, man.
It is a good song. Are we seeing clearly now with the Seagulls team?
It feels like it. I have an agenda. I haven't lied about that. I have an agenda. And my agenda is Louisiana and hand grenades.
Yeah.
I have not made that.
Didn't sound right, but.
Yeah, it did. It did sound kind of. People, for all the people out there that haven't been listening to the show, when I say hand grenades, it's a drink. It's not an actual hand grenade.
This is not a violent show.
No, this is not. Most of the time. It's not.
Maybe once a week it dives that way.
Every now and again. Every now and again. But no, it's an agenda. It's an agenda-driven thing.
So, well, yeah. At least you're honest about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. He has an agenda. He's told us that before.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all right. 215-592-9494. Well, I think a lot of people are seeing clearly on the Eagles now. Here are some things that have become crystal clear. The defense, I agree with Kyle. The defense is better than last year. Like, they've already proven that. How good they're going to be, are they going to end up a top 10 defense, top half of the league, whatever. Last year was awful. They're better than that. They're more competent on defense. They have Saquon Barkley. These are all great things. And they're moving in the right direction. I agree with that. But turn the corner, and I got to see it against a real offense first. Like, they've beaten up three of the last 4 weeks, they've beaten up on teams that ultimately aren't very good. The Saints looked good, and they're not. The Browns and Giants looked terrible, and they were terrible. They got torched by the Bucks. The way I view it right now is the defense is better, but I got to see it against some real quarterbacks. Starts this week against Joe Burrow. And the offense, although they've had some good moments and explosive plays, it's very up and down and it just feels like an okay offense.
Dow Jonesy.
Yeah.
Very, very Dow Jonesy.
Great players, but an okay offense. Their rankings are very middle of the pack despite having all this talent. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? Hugh is. Kyle is. I'm not there yet after a couple good wins over the Giants and the Browns. All right, let's hear from Brandon Graham. He was on this morning talking about the team absolutely rallying around their head coach last week.
Do you feel that the team rallied last week around your head coach?
I do, because for us to win the game and the way everybody was, you know, acting and critiquing, it's like, all right, well, let's go out here. Let's put one together. Because, I mean, y'all keep us on our toes, too. I mean, as much as everybody might seem sad about a win, it was just like, you know what? Let's go. Let's go show everybody what we already know. Let's just continue to stay focused on what we do. And even with Coach. Coach just stayed focused. He was like, all I could do is put my head down and go to work. And so that's what we did. And it turned out good on Sunday.
It turned out great. I mean, a dominant win, one we haven't seen around here in a long time. Hugh, the more that we move past what happened last week, it's pretty clear that they had his back. They rallied around him. And that does point in the right direction for the rest of this season.
Yeah, that's all that matters, man. That's all that matters. I have a unique perspective where I know I can feel what they're feeling, and I have a chance to talk to some of the guys, and they love their coach. There's no question about it. He might be a little awkward and a little unpredictable, a little squirrely.
That's a good word for him.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, a little unpredictable.
A little squirrely, but they love him, and that's all that matters, man. This is one of those situations where, as an older gentleman, you kind of have to, even though it doesn't look the way that you want it to look, you kind of have to let it cook. Perfect example. Joe, I remember when I was getting ready to, my oldest daughter, she was getting ready to go to college. She had all these scholarship offers and everything. So, you know, as a dad, I'm thinking, oh, shoot, I'm going to go ahead and buy me a boat or pocket that money. Man, at the last minute, she said, I don't want to play basketball anymore. I want to go to Alabama State. And I was hot. Because now, you know, as a pops, you're thinking, that's money coming out of my pocket. And I was like, why are you not taking these scholarships? So we argued back and forth, and she said, well, just let me do what I want to do. And I said, fine. And as a father, I'm thinking she's going to fail. She went to school and graduated in 4 years. And after that, I apologized to her because I said I was wrong.
You apologized?
I had to.
Whoa.
Because she I never told
you
her.
You are capable of doing that.
No, but you know what?
Isolate that audio, I apologize, so we have it on record?
No, but the point is I never voiced to her that I thought she was going to fail. I thought this was a bad move, and I thought that there was potential to fail. And when she graduated, man, I was like, I walked up to her and I said, hey, listen, I apologize. Because she didn't know anybody in Alabama. She just picked this, it just felt like she picked a school. I thought she was going for some little boy. And she graduated. She got a degree. And I apologize. This kind of feels like that. It kind of feels like Nick is squirrely crazy like a fox, but he gets this team to play. So that's why sometimes it might not make sense to us, but it makes sense to them. and you just kind of let it go. You got to let it do what it do.
So if this Eagles thing turns out to get to New Orleans, am I you and Sirianni's your daughter and I have to apologize
at the end?
You have
to apologize.
Okay. I mean, I will absolutely apologize to Nick if
no,
we get
but,
to the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute. Listen, we just can't get there. We did that before. We got to win it, man.
Yeah, I mean, if he
got to graduate.
Hold on.
Because she graduated. You got
to
graduate.
If Sirianni gets back to the Super Bowl, I'm apologizing before the game even starts. I mean, that's an accomplishment.
Oh, and you might have to have a take funeral, too.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
You might have to have one. I'm not
yet at the point where I'm preparing the take statement, but we'll get there. All right. Also, on the coach, Jalen Hurts, here's what he said about the direction of this football team under Nick Sirianni.
I've continued to carry myself in the same way that I have. Obviously, he knows that I'm behind him, and he knows that communication is important amongst this team sport, and he's been doing a really good job of doing that. You know, we talk about everybody dominating their box and trying to check off their box, given the roles that you have, and I feel like he's really come in with really good intensity, intentionality, and trying to deliver good messages for us to be focused and be on the same page, and he's also apologetic when he needs to be. And so I'm excited about the direction we're going in. I'm excited about the direction Coach is going in with everything, too.
Well, a direction that's led to two straight wins, which is the whole point here. 215-592-9494. All right, where are you at today? As everyone's had a day to kind of let it settle in, right? We reacted and we celebrated yesterday to a win. Now that we've had a day to really think about it, are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? I'm not there yet. I mean, yes, they're in a better spot now than they were 2 weeks ago. But boy, two things. One, I got to see it against better quarterbacks. That starts this week. And two, the offense, I need a little more consistency. It just feels like big plays or punts. Big plays or punts. That's the offense. And it's more of a running offense than a throwing offense right now. I need a little bit more on offense, especially early in game. Still haven't scored a point in the first quarter. Where are you at? Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? Hugh Douglas back on talking about the Super Bowl here, which is, you know.
In Bucky's. Yeah, going to Bucky's and the Super Bowl. Get some of that brisket. Get some of the brisket sandwiches.
Yeah, I looked at the Bucky's website this morning. The prices are pretty good.
Yeah, it's in the South. It's like, you know, they got brisket sandwiches. They got the beaver nuggets.
I could see why you like it there. Dustin in the Northeast. Hey, Dustin.
Fellas. OG. Hawk.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Dustin?
Man, Kyle behind the glass, killing it like usual, dude. Listen, yo, Hawk, real quick, before I get into the Eagles talk, You thinking about getting Call of Duty this week, huh?
You know what? I don't like Call of Duty. I'm not a big Call of Duty fan because the kids, they talk real mean and hurtful to you, and I can't beat them.
Well, you getting trash talked by kids?
Like Call of Duty and Madden. No, listen. Call of Duty, Dustin to tell you, and Madden are the two worst trash talking games in the gaming universe. Mm. And it's bad because I can't beat most of the kids I'm playing against, so I don't play.
Yeah, you got to get it, dude, and you can run with my squad. We turn the proximity chat off, and we'll just get dubs, dude.
People with the snipers, like, the game has changed so much because you get knife kills now. They run around, people run around with knives and stuff. Nah,
so it comes out this week?
Yeah.
So this is the week. This is the week this is the week to bet against the Cardinals, right?
Because Kyler Murray.
He doesn't look at the playbook this week. He's just playing Call of Duty. That happens every year.
Yo, it's a big game, though. I just never got into Call of Duty like that. Mm.
Yo, Hog, the new map, dude. The new game looks incredible.
No, I saw it. I saw it. And they brought back what? Soap. Soap is one of the main characters.
Soap.
Yeah,
that's his name. His name is Soap.
Dude. I'm pumped. Well, if you ever change your mind, dude, you always got an open spot on our squad for you.
Definitely. We got to get back to talking
sports. You're not allowed, brother. No, the invite does not go to Kyle.
Joe, you know what? Shut up.
No, right, Kyle's ready to talk sports.
Kyle's upset, and as soon as Hugh's ready to stop getting beat up by kids, he can go play with you. All right, Dustin, what do you got for us? You ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner?
Nah, I'm with you, Joe. Kyle didn't like my take on it either. Hog, I think you're eating too many gummies, man. You think you want them to win a Super Bowl? You think this team can beat a Baltimore Ravens team?
Dustin, you know what's funny? We were just talking about that. Baltimore looks real physical.
Yeah, they do.
They look super physical. That's a couple weeks away, and I'm being optimistic about what potentially this team can be. This team is a late bloomer. We were talking about it yesterday in the players' lounge where I said they're about 3 weeks a little – early or late, they're 3 weeks late. 3 weeks late, yeah, that's when you're late. Yeah, so they're about three weeks late. But I do believe that they can be a team especially when you look at the NFC. That could be pretty formidable if they get it together. They got all the pieces, Dustin. They just haven't baked the cake yet. They got the ingredients. They just ain't baked the cake.
Who's the baker, Nick?
Jalen.
No, I think
that's not a great analogy. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Nick's looking like the chef from Sesame Street. He don't know what the hell's going on out there. But yeah, this is what it comes back to, Nick, because this is my main concern with this. We went out, we ditched the moon last year that we didn't have a defense coordinator, and then we did the same thing about offense coordinator. So we went out and got them. Why am I still seeing the same scheme on – that's not Kellen Moore's offense that's being ran out there. I'm not seeing him under center, which makes no sense because don't you want your top three running back to get 5-yard advantage?
He was under center
start?
More this week than he was last week.
A little
week.
Bit more.
A little
yeah,
bit more.
Why am I not seeing any play action, brother? It's so sad. It's like they're making these changes. We had a conversation last week. It's the definition of insanity. We're hoping for it to change, but they're doing the same –
Yeah, well, they don't. They obviously, and we appreciate the call, Dustin. They obviously don't think this is, that would be best for the team. We might think it's the best, but they don't.
Can we? And this is before I say what I'm about to say. This is purely reckless speculation because when you watch these games, and you know, it takes me a while to digest some of these thoughts that I have in my mind, Joe. Sometimes I'm not gonna lie. It felt the game plan was different this week. As opposed to any other week.
Well, they ran it way more.
Well, they ran it more, and they were under center more. They, if I'm not mistaken, they started the game out under center. Well, they started out trying to do what they normally do and throw the football, and it didn't work.
Did not work.
They did a pivot very, very fast, and Jalen was under center. There were some crossing routes and crossing patterns that were thrown in this game that we were complaining about the week before. I think that we were at a crossroads. I really do. And I think that there was some conversation. It was some tough conversations had about people evolving, mainly the quarterback, and how this offense has to adapt or die. And I think that's what happened last week. And I'm hoping that there's more of that that's going to happen this week.
Did he evolve, or did they take the ball out of his hands?
Well, maybe it Joe. It's all in the way that you perceive it.
Mm.
You know, I mean, seriously.
I know.
It's all in the way that. You look at it, but something happened, and in order for this team to get to where we want to be, everybody has to be rowing in the same direction.
I agree with that. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Up, man?
Hey, I got some close-up looks at Buc-ee's this week. Last week, I was all the way down in Laredo, Texas, and they're even bigger in Texas than they are in Georgia.
Yeah, we got robbed a little bit because the ones, they have like 200 or 300 gas bays, Joe.
Dude,
how
they
many?
Joe, I'm not exaggerating. I would venture to say they have 100 gas pumps. They had two rows of 3 or 4 times longer than the Wawa gas pump set up. It's insane. It's absolutely. Now, I couldn't stop because I was in the big truck, mm-hmm. But they were close to the road, so I got a really good eye view of them.
So you never have to wait for in a line for
well,
gas.
Well, not really. And then when you go in, Joe, they have a beef jerky wall.
That's what I hear. Yeah,
it's a beef jerky wall.
Yeah,
we are thoroughly thank God.
Apparently, their brisket is supposed to be pretty good.
Brisket is banging, man. The brisket is banging. Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
We're gonna be the first show to get an endorsement from a place that's hundreds of miles away. Come on out to Buc-ee's with Hugh Douglas in Kentucky. Go ahead, Jeff.
So I'm like you, Joe. I'm rounding the corner, but there's as a truck driver, there's always construction somewhere. So I'm going to come up on a construction zone, and I think that's going to be the Bengals and ultimately the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens look super good.
Physical. They're just so physical.
Oh, man. But I think the Bengals are a better team than their record shows. Now, their defense isn't all that great, and their offensive line isn't all that great. So this might be a higher scoring game this week than we've seen in the past. By both teams.
I think it will. So the interesting part is, Jeff, 2 weeks ago, both these defenses, Eagles and Bengals, looked really bad. And now they've shot up the rankings. But the ironic part is both have played the Browns and Giants the last 2 weeks. So have they really turned a corner? Or they're just beating up on the same teams.
But our defense is starting to come together. You can see that happening. I know they teed off on Daniel Jones from the Giants?
Yes.
I know they teed off on him. And that's not a stretch to do that. But they are playing much better. So I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning of the year. I'm going to enjoy the season as much as I can and not get too worked up when, you know, when they hit a stumbling block, because they do have a good team. They have a really good team. And I just think it's going to be tough. These AFC North teams, aside from the Browns, are not going to be pushovers, especially the Ravens.
Oh, no doubt. And, Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. They won't be. The schedule's about to get harder. I mean, there's no question. Like, next week at home against Doug and the Jaguars, if Doug's still the coach, that's one they should win. But every game the next 6 weeks has its challenges to it. Like, the last two games, it was almost like if you thought they might lose, it was because of the Eagles. It wasn't at all about the opponent. Now the opponents are about to, especially the quarterbacks they're going to face, are about to be good.
I think relax a little bit with the Ravens.
they look good.
Well, hold on. Their defense is like half as good as it was last year.
I agree. I don't think they're as good as they were last year.
No, I'm talking about offensively and how, you know, that our secondary is probably going to make business.
They're going to present a very different challenge than the quarterbacks that we just recently faced.
That's what you call a gang tackle.
But, like, I just feel like we keep talking about them as though, like, there's zero chance.
They're world beaters.
I mean, I don't even think they're coming out of the AFC. The Chiefs are still the best team. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
They're undefeated.
No, I mean, but it all depends on how you look at it. Like, as an old-ass radio host, that ain't the smoke that I want. You know what I mean?
But as a player, there's not much smoke you want.
You're plant-based now.
Yeah, you are plant-based.
At this age, I don't want that smoke. But as a player, yeah, give me all the smoke.
Well, let's see if the people want the smoke today. Because you know what we have? We have a prize to give away, Hugh. And we haven't done this in, I'd say, more than a few weeks here. We have a $50 gift card to Klondike
50.
Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. Can't wait for this, Hugh. We're going to be there coming up and do a live show from Klondike Kate's Restaurant in Newark, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's when our show is going to be there coming up soon. And KlondikeKates.com for details. But you know, we're going to give away a gift card, Hugh. A little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
All right, I know this is everybody's favorite game, and everybody always likes my first clue that I like to give out. Where are we going again, Joe, after we
Klondike Kate's.
Where's that?
That is in Newark, Delaware.
Hey, all right, Delaware. Hey, shout out to Delaware. Okay, this is the first clue for Hugh's Clues. Are y'all ready? I'm feeling like they're going to get it with this first clue.
You sure about that?
No, I'm not really.
Okay, neither am I.
I'm being facetious. I've denounced this before. Talked real bad about it. Real bad about it.
Oh, you've talked bad about a lot of things.
Just like in general? Or
just talk real bad about it. Talk real bad.
All right, so is this something Hugh has spoken poorly about before? Not the biggest fan. All right, 215-592-9494. I like this. It's a double whammy. It's not just a Hugh's Clues. It's how well do you know Hugh?
Yeah, and you have to be paying attention to the show.
Yes, if you know the show, you'll know this one. Hugh spoke not nicely about this before. 215-592-9494. $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. That is today's Hugh's Clues. We haven't played it in a while. Excited to do that and give away a gift card. And the Eagles, do you believe, and are you ready to say, are you ready to say it? Because we all want to believe this thing is heading in the right direction.
Yes.
Are you ready to say they've turned the corner?
And say it with your chest.
Well, that's the way you said it at the start of the show, and I'm saying with my chest, no, I'm not ready to say it. Now, on Monday, when we come in here, if they beat the Cincinnati Bengals, then I'll say, yeah, we've rounded the corner. Let's go. And now we got a season to play for here and maybe look forward to January football. But I got to see it against, number one, a good quarterback, and I need the offense to be more consistent. It's been very... It just doesn't feel like their offense is big play or punt.
Yeah.
Big play or punt.
It's like playing Madden. You know, when your offense is anemic, and then all of a sudden something happens and you get a big play to your receiver and you keep hope alive.
Yeah. Well, it obviously comes back to the quarterback. Jalen has been okay, but nothing more than that. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
All right, I want to get a shot at who's Clues after this. You know what? I gotta tilt my hat to the offense, defense, and the coaches. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I believe the difference is? The coaches actually planned for this matchup. They strategized. They actually listened to the fans. They saw that it was only one thing they could do is run the ball. You know what I'm saying? So the passing and all that was obsolete after they saw that, you know, Saquon could get busy the way that he did. I could say this, too. I really think, like, I'm on board, but not fully. You know what I'm saying? They still got some more things to prove to me, you know, that they could be committed and consistent. That's what I need to see from them. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see three games in a row and then next, here we go again. No, be consistent, man. Keep doing it. You know what I mean? You already got the taste of victory. Let's continue having that lovely taste in our mouths. Every team we beat, let's give it to them. I want to say this too, man. Jalen, man, come on, bro. It's time, bro. Like, you was almost like the number one quarterback in 2022. You outplayed Patrick Mahomes. That's who we need back behind the helm, man. You know, under the snap. We need you back, baby. Because guess what? You are the real key to our success. So let's get back to the old Jalen, making good decisions, making them great throws, coming out of that pocket when you're supposed to, bro. You know what I'm saying? Know your game, know your players, know your weapons. You fully know it. Let's go. Let's bring everything back to 2022.
Now we're talking, Will.
Everybody's fear. And guess what? We're the same team that everybody's going to fear again. We got Saquon coming out the backfield. We got Jalen making the right decisions. We got Downtown Brown. We got Big Play Space. Who else do I need to name? Guess what? We are the best in the East. The beast in the East. So let's start playing like it, and let's start winning, baby. And I want to get my huge
What do you got for us? What's your guess?
How about, I know you always complained a lot when people brought this up. It may not be the answer, but how about water? Going, you know, in like the ocean and all that.
Going in the water.
Hugh was afraid of water.
That is a really good one. Yeah, Hugh is afraid of the ocean. That's a good one. I like that, too.
I'm not afraid of the ocean. I just know that I'm not the home team. Yeah. I'm not. This is not the home team.
And what does that make you feel?
Trepidation.
That's the word. Yeah.
Trepidation.
215-592-9494. Your guess is for Hugh's Clues. $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's restaurant in Newark, Delaware. Something Hugh has ripped before on the show. That's your first clue. We'll re-air Nick Sirianni's conversation with the morning show in the 11 o'clock hour. And on the other side, along with your phone calls, a comment from Nick Sirianni post-game that makes it sound like he believes his team has turned the corner. Are you ready to say it? Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner?